At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Alone at parties, in a deadly silhouette. She loves the cocaine, but cocaine don't love her back. When she's upset,
1025 The Bone, it is the Mike Calta Show.
She's a 90s
9:14 on a Monday morning. It is Galvin, Spanish, Carmen, Pap, Gio, all here live in studio. Mike out today, feeling a little under the weather, back tomorrow, hopefully. So we're all here at the studio in St. Pete.
Sucks here. I'm kidding.
Okay. You were, when were you over?
When were you gone.
Yeah, I was gone Friday.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to be off Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
And then, yeah, that whole thing got all switched around. Then it got moved, and yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Stuff. So. Did you see they had protesters at the golf tournament? They had protesters out there.
For
yeah,
what?
Oil or weather. I don't even know anymore, but they were out there. I got to tell you, golfers don't take no gruff. They tackle them.
Yeah.
They tackle them fast.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about Taylor Swift. Do you see her plane got sprayed?
They spray the plane and doing all this. I don't get that.
I mean, at some point, I just feel like because there's so many protests, no one cares anymore.
Yeah.
It's like how Mike says with the, when the girl cut off the
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah. The Bobbitt. Like once that happened, after you heard it two or three more times, you're just like, who cares? It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The two girls that painted Taylor Swift's plane, all the comments were like, crap it on. Like, you probably drove in a car to get there.
Yeah.
You've never flown anywhere and stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy. And whenever they ruin priceless works of art and stuff, it's like, oh, well, that's good.
What are you doing? What is that accomplishing?
Yeah.
I love the videos where they'll go to these protests and they'll ask the people, what are you protesting? And they have no clue.
No idea.
They don't know why they're there. They don't know what's going on.
No idea.
Yeah. There was one. It was like a guy at one of his Trump rally. And they asked him, he had a shirt. It was Calvin peeing on CNN.
Mm.
And he's like, what's the deal with CNN? He's like, you don't like them, huh? He's like, no, man, they're fake news. He's like, why are they fake news? Because that's what they are, man. They're fake news. He's
all
like,
right.
Well, do you have anything specific you can point to? He's like, because I hate them, too. He's like, they're just not good, man.
Yeah.
he had no idea, you know?
Yeah. It's almost as if they don't know and they're just being paid to be there.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, the ones right now, with the Palestine and Hamas and stuff like that, they're like, so where is Palestine?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh.
Well, and they're chanting from the river to the sea, and they go, what river?
Yeah,
what sea?
What sea?
And what does that mean? Do you even know what that means? That they want to abolish all of it? And they're like, oh, no, I didn't even know that. And he's like, yeah, but you're out here chanting that.
Right. You took time off of your job or school or whatever to drive over here to scream this, and you know nothing about it?
Yeah.
What do you think you're accomplishing?
Now they're also, to combat those viral videos of them not knowing anything, they'll have one spokesperson that's there to answer
all
the questions.
Knows everything?
Yeah, one person, they're the ones that talk to the media, and then if you ask anybody else, we don't speak to the media. Yeah. We don't speak to the media.
You got to talk to that guy over there.
Talk to that guy over there who knows everything and he's makes formal statements because these people were going viral looking like idiots online.
It's
because
just a joke.
They're like a 19-year-old college kid. They have no idea why they're there.
I'm telling you, if I'm somewhere and they start protesting, doing stuff, whatever, and they're in my way of whatever I'm enjoying, I'm going to fight them.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight them. Did you wind up going to see the Chili Peppers or no?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
I saw
a lot of video from the show and seemed everybody was having a good time.
So,
Nice. Who'd you go with? Your friend from Sarasota?
No. I just went by myself.
You went by yourself?
What? I went by myself, yeah. What? Yeah, because she's in Sarasota. She wasn't going to make it.
That's weird.
When was the show? Saturday?
Friday.
Okay.
So you just went to a show by yourself,
mm-hmm.
had a ticket. Did you get a ticket through Mike or did
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just showed up one ticket, please. Yeah. And then just hung out and went in there.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm with him. I get it. Yeah. I think it's just like the whole like going to the movies on a date. You don't get to talk. You're just sitting next to each other. Like go to the movies by yourself.
Listen, like, I'm not. I said it was weird. But yeah. I mean, it's just, an unusual thing. But, you know, I get it. That's fine. You're not having anybody bother you while you're trying to watch the
band. Can't talk anyway.
But it's. You know, Spanish knows a lot of people.
I do.
I'm sure you could have been like, hey, you want to go see Chili Peppers? I mean, Pap lives right there. Oh, what are you, just locked down with the pants now?
Oh, locked down with pants. Won't let me out.
Your wingman's gone now.
That's all right. I don't need a wing. I don't need a wingman.
Yeah,
right. All right. You didn't call Elliot, see if he wanted to go?
No, he did not want to go.
You didn't text me?
I figured you were. It was like last minute.
That's a pretty solid no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to go see Red Chili Peppers.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
I would have thought about it.
I definitely wouldn't invite you. Yeah.
I've seen Chili Peppers a few times. Yeah. I got to tell you, their stuff now isn't as good to me as their earlier stuff. I like when they were more funk and punk and, you know, kind of.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I got to see that. My favorite time I got to see him was at Voodoo Fest in Louisiana when I was in high school.
Yeah.
It was way more into it, more rock, more of the stuff that I wanted to hear.
I told you, I saw him so long ago. I remember seeing them in New Orleans with Foo Fighters opening for them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, when Foo Fighters were just a little baby band. Yeah.
Baby band.
Ice Cube opened for him here, right?
I did not see the opener. I think it was
Ice Cube.
Yeah, I did not. I don't know.
Am I crazy or
was he at the amp?
No, it was. Right. It was Ice Cube.
It was Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I saw some videos.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. Little Ice Cube, Chili Pepper combination.
Yeah. Why
I know not? Medicine Man was upset that
he didn't get to go.
Didn't get to go because he apparently sent a message to Corey and then Corey sent the message to me and was Medicine Man pissed off at Mike, not Olivero, Mike Calza.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he was like, that fat ass hasn't given me tickets.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you have the
I
thing?
Do, but it needs to be edited because he curses a lot.
Oh, yeah. We got to play it for Mike tomorrow for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
But the fact that he was not at the Chili Pepper concert really bothered him.
Really that's chaps his ass.
That he resulted to taking personal shots.
That's wild.
Yeah, right. Very, very surprising.
So you go over there, you park, you go in.
Uber.
You Ubered all the way over there?
Yeah.
You Ubered from St. Pete over to the amphitheater?
Yeah, because like I said, I was a little toasty.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
No, what, $50? That's not.
Yeah, it's like 40, 45. Yeah,
plus tip. Okay.
That's not crazy.
Plus, it was a great Uber because they did not talk to me at all.
Nice.
And that was fantastic.
And then you go in and you go, were you seat or lawn or pit?
Yeah, sit. It was pit.
Wow. You were in the pit?
Mm-hmm.
So no seat?
No seat.
Just standing in the pit?
Standing, yeah.
Okay.
That seems like a pit kind of concert. It doesn't really seem like a sitting concert.
No, I mean.
Like wherever you go.
But I'm saying there are seats.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But if you're at the seat, you're standing.
The floor that's open down there, yeah.
So.
Do you think anybody was like, is that Spanish?
Don't do that.
By himself.
It doesn't matter, Spanish. Hold your head up high. Enjoy your time.
They're like, no, there's no way he's just standing there by himself at the show.
Doing this just a.
Also, the fact that you're in the pit area and you're standing and stuff, they don't know who's around you, whether they're with you or not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, see? CGO?
No, so
I'm not a sad lonely loser.
I feel like you were standing kind of alone, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, 100%. There wasn't a lot of people around you.
I did do this once or twice. They'll look around.
Yeah.
All right.
At any point, did you cry when they played, like, Danny California?
No, but I did cheer up when they played Don't Forget Me. Great time.
Oh, okay.
What about when they played California?
California. I love it.
I saw John Senni was there. I saw a couple other people on social media.
Did you run into anybody?
I did not. No. I mean, I might have. Like I said, I was a little toasty.
You have your hood up?
I did. I was trying to be very incognito. I had my hat all the way pulled down and stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Why?
Why what?
Were you trying to be incognito?
Well, because I was by myself and I was a little drunk.
That's so weird.
It's not that weird. Why is it weird?
It's not that weird, but it's weird.
It's a little weird.
A little bit.
It's weird that you were trying to be incognito. Weird? If you're there by yourself, like no one is going to care.
I don't know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to go to a show by myself.
Plus, you're much taller than me. I could blend in to the crowd easily. You know what I mean? I disappear like a little night owl.
I've been to shows by myself, but usually it was like a station event.
Mm. Right.
So I wasn't like going, you know, on my own time. by myself with nobody to go with
me. Like you were forced to be there.
Yeah, or like, you know, it's a I was somewhat working, but
my wife went to two different shows without me, asked me if I wanted to go, and I did not. The one band I did not know, and I listened to them, and I go, no, I have no interest. And then the other one was a guy that we know, and I was just like, yeah, I mean, he's a nice guy, but his music's not for me. And I was just like, yeah, no, I'm not going to that.
Nah. But I'm excited for the next show I'm going to is with you, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
September 23rd. 24. Yeah. No, like, your birthday is July. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, I got some other shows before that. I'm going to see Foreigner, John Waite, and Styx.
By yourself?
No, my wife will be going to that one with me. And then Van Halen, Best of Both Worlds, Best of All Worlds, rather. That's coming up as well, both in July. So those will be very fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that for sure.
There's no way that's Spanish right there. The guy with the hat that's trying to hide.
Does he think we can't see him? Yeah. And it was it's the white Nassau Bahamas hat I was wearing too. So it wasn't like a.
Does he think we can't see him at all?
I mean, I was joking when I said I was trying to be incognito.
There's no way that's him.
So then just Uber there.
Yeah,
Uber back. There,
yeah, Uber back.
Stay for the whole show?
No, I didn't stay for the whole show.
Didn't go anywhere else?
Nah. No, so, like I said, I was pretty.
Did you get there when they started, or they were already playing?
No, they were already playing.
So
yeah.
You got there when they were playing,
yeah,
and then left before they finished.
That is correct.
By yourself,
yeah, but they're probably doing what, an hour 45 or something. Yeah.
How many songs did you hear? Would you say
probably like four?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them before.
I know, but you know, $80 there and back, and plus tip, and
yeah, whatever.
Four songs. That's like 20-30 minutes at the most.
Probably 30-40 minutes, yeah.
Now it's weird.
Jesus Christ.
I saw Jericho backstage with Chad Smith.
Oh, yeah?
He was out there, yeah. Whenever I go to, I see Jericho at all the different shows. Pantera, he was at. He was at Heart and Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I'm not a wrestling fan. Like, I didn't really watch wrestling or anything, but I know Jericho is huge and still huge.
Yeah.
But he was walking, and I was like, hey, Chris, what's going on? And shook hands with him and stuff. And, you know, people were like, that's Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Like, freaking out. And I'm just like, hey, dude, what's going on? And then I figure four leg locked him.
Yeah, hot.
Fozzy's got some great music. They're out. Yeah.
Fozzy's great. Fozzy's playing at the Orpheum,
yeah.
I think, in October.
Yeah, I think they've got it's like their anniversary tour, because I think they've been doing like 20 years or 15
Fozzy's
years.
Fozzy's really good. Fozzy's
great
live. A lot of good stuff. A
couple great albums.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will go and see two songs and leave.
That would be nice.
I would love that.
That would be nice. Yeah, Spanish and I are going to go see Lawrence,
which is
a really good band. And I asked my wife, because I bought tickets, and my wife will go to shows with me. We like most of the same stuff because we're both into hard rock stuff, whatever. But Lawrence is completely different. But I like them because they're great musicians, great singers, all this stuff. And I asked her, I said, hey, do you have any interest? I know you don't really know them. I go, Spanish really likes them. So I was going to take him. And she goes, yeah, take Spanish. Then I played her a couple of songs, and she goes, oh, I want to go.
You're out.
Too late. Spanish is already going.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Very excited.
Denied.
When you say Lawrence, I think Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Where is that show? Is that at Janus?
Yeah.
That is at Janus, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, That'd be a great show. Nice and small.
Yeah.
Do you know who Rowan Chapel is? Does anybody know who that is? I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Let me see. Roan, R-O-A-N, right? R-O-A-N, Chapel. Chapel Roan. See, I was wrong. It's backwards. Ooh. Chapel Roan. Do you know who she is? Anybody? No. Has anybody heard of her?
No.
She is going to be the next huge thing.
Yeah?
I guarantee.
Really?
Yeah. So my wife found out about her and has been obsessively listening to her. And I got to tell you, that her songs, though not my style, I get it and I hear it. And
who's she
good.
Like? Who'd you compare her to?
Well, she's got kind of like cool pop stuff, so maybe kind of like a
Billie Eilish or like more.
But she like has kind of party style. If you want to play like Pink Pony, I don't know if she swears in that.
Pink Pony, it looks like that's good to go.
Okay, so she has maybe like a little bit of a Kesha vibe with some of the stuff. But it's kind of more singer-songwriter, and then she dresses all crazy, like Lady Gaga stuff. Just play that, and you'll get...
Is this the girl with the alien face?
No.
That Sam interviewed?
At first. I know you wanted me to stay. Fast forward a little bit.
Okay.
Because it gets it more into, like, on the stage in my heels,
it's where I belong. She sounds like... like Taylor Swift.
Katy Perry.
But like, listen to this. You can already tell it's a hit, right? You're like,
if you told me this was the new Taylor Swift song, I would 100% believe you.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know enough to know that, whatever. But so my wife found out about her, and then she's like, oh my God, she's going to be at Janus tomorrow. Uh-huh. And it was sold out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sold out, and I tried to get her tickets. I tried to find every way, and I couldn't, whatever. But she was just on The Tonight Show, and she's wearing, like, this big white wig, and she has long fingernails and all this stuff.
She put, like, a nose prosthetic on. Oh, she's all...
Yeah, and that's what I said.
Like Lady Gaga, Katy Perry.
That's what I said. I go, she's good enough where she doesn't need the gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need all that stuff, but people like that.
Well, and... also, I just think about this. It's not even about ticket sales. It's about the merch they can sell.
Right.
When you're all crazy like that, right. And especially when you're newer and stuff and you're on the road and you're at Janus, you're not making money on that show. You're making money on the merch that you sell. So if you're all weird and you wear headgear and stuff.
Sure.
You know.
I wish I could remember the alien face girl that...
Lopez or Martinez.
Martinez, I
think. Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But she was good. She was on The Voice. And
with the weird makeup,
totally normal, cute. And she had like black and white hair,
yeah,
whatever. But she was like cute, and she was playing like the ukulele, and she was doing like the tambourine with her foot, and she did the song, and it was great. And then that alien thing came out, and I go, oh, what are you doing? Yeah,
Melanie,
she was
doing Melanie Martinez.
Yeah, she was doing interviews with the alien face on.
But she's also selling out the Amalie Arena.
You know.
So it's crazy. But
like,
anyway,
you don't need the gimmick though, like you're saying. It's like, right. Just, you know.
So anyways, this Chapel Roan, she's 26 years old. She's good, and I think she's really gonna blow up. She was just on the Tonight Show, so I think she's on her way up right now. So too bad they're not like stock where you could buy into it.
Yeah,
right, she's gonna be a star. I'm gonna put money on it.
Should be great.
Yeah, but yeah, the whole gimmick thing, you know, obviously there's a lot of gimmick bands out there, and I always Kiss, you know, are great songwriters. Like, I love Kiss's music.
Yeah,
but also with the makeup and stuff, put them over in the big outfits that they wear and stuff. Now anybody that wears makeup that's in rock and roll, I go, yeah, all right, Kiss already did it. You know,
but that's
what I mean?
That's the thing, like, talent isn't enough anymore.
Yeah,
you need a gimmick, because like, even not for like Instagram models and stuff like that, like, you need that niche to like make you stand out from the other ones, because otherwise there's a million hot girls in bikinis.
I was explaining to Spanish the other day that whenever I used to listen to it, we had no idea what the people looked like.
Yeah.
Like, there was no way Blue Oyster Cult was going to be famous if you saw what those guys looked like.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. They had great songs and stuff, but they were all just like gross looking guys and stuff. And you're like, they never make it now. You know, meanwhile, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know.
Well, isn't that why Lady Gaga did all this? Because she was not attractive. Like,
she kind of has like a big, like, she's always said that she was made fun of in high school.
Right. But compared to like your typical like pop
Britney
star,
Spears
super
and stuff,
gorgeous, she was not that. So that's why she did the gimmick, because she probably has arguably one of the best voices. You know,
remember, she like her first appearance like ever was like on The Hills. And Lauren Conrad was the one who was like styling her for a little show that she was doing at a bar, or like a fashion show or something like that.
Kesha was on the
Simple Life. Paris Hilton.
Oh, and she was just like normal girl.
Country. Like, she lived at like a farmhouse or something like that, and they were there working.
Meat Suit is the first thing I remember from Lady Gaga.
The
bubble thing and all that stuff.
Yeah, the alien thing. Bubble.
You know who I love, who's a fantastic singer and has a little bit of the gimmick thing. But she did it because she was already a known singer that did a lot of recording and did backup stuff and everything. And then whenever she went solo and put her stuff out, whatever, is Sia.
Oh, with the big hair?
With the big hair and the cover in her face and doing all that stuff.
That's just weird. I don't know.
But she's awesome.
Also a phenomenal singer.
Unbelievable.
Think she needs a gimmick.
But Sia says it's because she has like anxiety and depression and stuff. Like, she doesn't want to be...
Also a gimmick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I think it is overused by some. But she just says she doesn't want to be recognized out in her everyday life. So that's why she wears...
Also, Sia, not super attractive.
Oh, really? You know, I've never seen her.
I don't
I've never
see
looked
her
up.
She's not terrible, but she's not like super attractive. So it makes it weird and cool that she's got the big crazy hair and all that stuff. And she faces the back whenever she performs sometimes and, you know, does that stuff. So, but I got to tell you, she has one of the best voices out there.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She has a very foreign look.
Yeah, she is foreign.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you can tell. Yeah. Like, she's very European.
Also, I think that's racist.
That's not racist at all. And that has nothing to do with race.
All right.
So you wanted to go to the show solo? Or, like, you just didn't have a choice? Like, that was your plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I see it.
Did you have a pair of tickets?
I did.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you just didn't invite anybody?
No, I invited the girl that I'm seeing, but she's in Sarasota. She wasn't going to make it to the show.
Not for four songs.
Yeah, not for four songs. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Did you tell her we're going to only be, we're in and out, four songs. That's
no,
all you
no,
handle.
I did. I did.
Just so you know, for Lawrence, we're getting there early and we're staying late.
I'm down with that. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
I sometimes do that where I'm just like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
I've left early before for sure.
Yeah. When I went to go see the Motet at Janus, I stayed for the opener. Then I stayed for a couple, maybe three of their songs. And I was like, I've had enough. I'm out.
Oh, really? So you saw the opening act?
Yeah.
And then you only saw a couple of songs of the other band that you went to see? Yeah. See, I'm always like that where, depending on the opening act, obviously, when I went and saw Heart and Cheap Trick was opening, I totally wanted to see their whole set, so I got there early to see their whole set. Oh, yeah. But there's other bands where I'm like, listen, if I catch the last two or three songs, that's fine. You know, I'm good with that. Foreigner, John Waite, and Styx, John Waite will open. I will go probably for the last few songs of John Waite, but then all of Foreigner and all of Styx, for sure.
Foreigner's great.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to go see Korn by myself. I think maybe I'm missing out on something.
Do it.
Yeah, maybe it's just like an experience that just rides solo.
Especially with that, because are you going to like mosh? Get in the mosh pit?
No.
Do they do that anymore? I don't know.
Listen, he might mush.
When I was like in my 20s, 100%, I would love being in mosh pits. Now, no way.
I would just imagine if you were that person, like that definitely is a show. Go by yourself. Because you're going to lose your...
Because you're going to lose everybody.
Yeah. And then you can't find them, and then you have no service, and then meet at the bathroom, and you're at the wrong bathroom. Yeah. So yeah, if you're going to mosh.
I just love mosh pits.
I just imagine Gio down there.
Throwing elbows.
Yeah. And then he trips, and then he gets stampeded on. Wait, what?
Did I show you the video of Terror? At Welcome to Rockville.
I think it's the Wall of Death.
No, so Terror is a hardcore band, and my wife and I are going to see him. So we're standing, and we're probably like five people back from the stage, right in the center. And they start up, and it just goes roar, and everyone goes together. I just pulled my wife, and we backed up like 20 feet, and I'm like, we're good back here. Oh, but it was crazy, and the singer was like trying to get everybody to come up on stage and everything, and they're just going wild.
I feel like the last time I was like in a mosh pit was Ozfest, and Slipknot was playing, and it was here at the amphitheater. It was 1,000 degrees. And the whole stage pushed forward, and I remember being stuck and not being able to move, and I started to like black out. Because the heat and the pressure and everything, and I'm like, that was the last time I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
That's crazy. When it's big shows like that, and the crowd will move so much, and you can't control it, whatever.
Everybody pushed.
If you're at a club or something, all right, fine, you can get out of there, do whatever. But when everybody pushes, and you just that wave, and you're like, no, I can't control this.
Like, I'm a big guy, and I was literally, I couldn't move my, I was deadlocked. Could not move at all, and it was so hot.
Yeah.
So hot. And they were like, they're spraying water on the crowd and everything, and I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, dude.
Sweaty, dirty at a Slipknot show.
When is Limp Bizkit? That's coming up, right?
I think it's September.
September?
Nice. September or end of August.
Wow. All right.
We going?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm staying the whole time, though. I'm not doing four songs in and out.
I'd stay the whole time.
All right.
Yeah.
Go solo.
I want to go early to see Corey Feldman.
Oh yeah. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. By the way.
Yeah. Oh boy.
That joke. Oh, he's not in on it, is he?
I saw him recently and doing an interview, and he was complaining that he said that Howard Stern derailed his music career because he said that he went on the Howard Stern show to perform. And when he got there, they had like midgets and strippers and like all these weird things. And he was trying to like perform his music that he said was like a very deep emotional song. And Howard had midgets dancing dressed as cowboys. And he said that like the fact that they made a mockery of him set his career back musically.
I just saw him recently doing, I want to say it was a Beatles song. Yeah, Blackbird.
Yeah.
Blackbird singing in the dead, I'm not, you know that song? And he was singing it, and he's so terrible. It is unbelievable. By the way, did you notice that I didn't try and hit that note? Because I can't.
Yeah.
Neither can he. But he tries to do it. And it's like, does he, Can he not hear what's going on? Like, he's so delusional. It's crazy.
He is very delusional. I love it.
He was so close to coming to the studio that one time. Like, they were in the car driving, and they couldn't make it.
Ugh, terrible.
I can't wait. I'm going early for that. There's no way I'm missing the Corey Feldman show.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back, wrap up the show, right? That's going to be it. All right, and we'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow and the rest of the week and all that stuff. This is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorney.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.